Really good. I mean, for ourselves, we really need to get that first win on our belt to just get the series going. I'm really excited. Look forward.
How about that first period? I mean, you were a little bit under siege there, basically 20 shots.
For sure. I mean, it's a lot of our guys' first pro hockey playoff game, so we're going to be a little bit nervous. They went all the way last year. They know how to play in the playoffs, so we knew they were going to come attack us in the first period, and I guess it was our job to just take the siege and move on from there.
Did you like what you saw from your team in that second period? You guys really took it to them.
Second and third period, we were the Manitoba Moose that we always are. We were playing the way we have to play to win, and if we play that way, I don't think anyone could play with us.
Thank you. That breakaway save, Eric, I can't remember if there's 6 or 7 minutes on the clock on Ford. That's obviously a big turning point. If that gets by you, maybe you're not in the position that you are at the end of the game. So, would you see on that play and look like you got a glove on it?
Yeah, I mean, he made a pretty good play, got by RD, and just took a quick little, I think it rolled in him a little bit, took a quick shot, and made a glove save, and did my job and kept ourselves in game.
You guys have shown the ability to score some goals. Did you feel that if you could keep them to two or less, that your team would eventually get the offense going and give you some run support?
No, for sure. I knew we were going to score. It's going to come. We're going to score. We're too much skill in our team. If we defend, we play defense the way we can, the way we did tonight, and limit their chances, and we're going to score goals. We don't have to worry about that.
You had an interview early in the season, might have even been just preseason, where you talked about really wanting to soak up playoff experience this year if possible, if you guys are able to get there. Now that you're here, now that you've played your first game, how did it go, and how do you see this progressing through this first round?
I mean, it was really exciting to get their first win under their belt. I mean, playoff hockey is so much fun. I had so much fun out there today. That was probably the most fun I've had playing hockey in a long time, just being out there and enjoying every single moment because everything matters so much. And that's the first win of hopefully a lot more to come.
You're a real student of the game, so obviously in any playoff series to get that first win is big, but when it's a best of five to get that first win, how much more important is that in your eyes?
For sure. I mean, this is actually my first best of five series I've ever played in my life, so it's something that's new to me, and I know it doesn't matter if it's best of seven, best of five. I bet you the majority of the teams that win the first game win the series, so I think it's really important for us to win the first game of every series.
One of the terms of the AHL schedule, you guys are playing again tomorrow. What do you do to get ready for tomorrow's game after a game like that tonight?
There's a lot of stuff you do. I mean, a lot of stretching, a lot of rolling out, probably a little bit of work on the table tonight, and just a lot of hydration. You got to drink a lot of fluid and eat a lot of food. It's because it's... Keep going.
Sorry, I was just going to say, part of it is this year has been the coach talking about playing your game. Is that something like you do worry about coaching in the small time that you have, the small window, or is it more a matter of you guys playing your way?
For myself, I think it's just going out there and playing our way, playing the Manitoba Moose way, playing. I can't worry about what's going on. They're the same situation we are. I mean, they're playing 24 hours back-to-back games, so it's the same thing for them as it for us. So it's no excuse for tomorrow for the quick turnaround.
Just before we bring him in, as a goalie, what do you see in Michael Spacek's shot? That I mean, he's beaten a lot of goalies this year with that very one-timer that he scored on tonight. What makes him such a dangerous shooter?
I think he just gets it off really quick. He knows where to go, and I mean, half the battle, just knowing where to be, getting open, and he just knows that so well. He knows how to sign that soft spot in the ice, and then he gets it off quick and hits his spots. I mean, he's an excellent goal scorer, and I hope it continues throughout the series.